Cheney's got a...
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
When you're growing up, you know the song, Janie's Gonna Go. It's one of the worst songs of all time. I can't stand it. But did you used to sing, Janie's Got a Gun? Because that's your last name.
I didn't, but people sang it at me.
All the time.
Yep.
Janie's Gonna Go.
It's a tough life. Hey, it's Barry from Adventure Concepts on the TV
my gosh,
right now.
Bazza! Oh, he's advertising the Bi-Local Day. That's good.
Honestly, having this TV on in here is...
We need to turn it off.
We
it's
do need to turn it off. It is
you.
So. Well, I just keep seeing people I know.
Maybe we should put some Mario Kart up there and play that during the show.
Oh, you'll lose me.
Tomorrow's show, it's a public holiday technically for where we are, but we're working it anyway because, you know, we love the sunny
coast. No one works harder.
Yeah. And I'm going to have the couch. I'm going to move the couch over.
Mm.
I'm going to be doing the whole show from the couch. Do you want to also, we'll get you a couch and we'll do the whole show from couches?
I mean, it just seems like a lot of effort to wheel a couch
I'll
in
do
here.
The effort. You then just get to enjoy.
Sure. If you do the effort, I'll... But I actually also can't be because I got to press the buttons.
Yeah, it's... But we'll lower
so
the
gonna
desk.
So I'm going to have to be really like...
We'll lower the desk. We'll make you comfortable. Don't worry. Ab swing.
You know, like leaning back to relax, but then... Yeah. Oh, to push the buttons. So,
well, you're not going to the gym so much anymore, so
that's
maybe
true.
You need to do a little bit more workouts during the show.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't done any today.
Tomorrow we're going to do a very relaxed holiday show. Since it's a public holiday here in Maroochydore, we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, we are. All right, enjoy today's show. It's fun. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be on a game show, we speak to a friend of mine who's just been on one.
So cool to get the behind the scenes.
Yeah, and we talked to Kara Conan from the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and she tells us a little secret code. They have.
Ooh.
Yeah. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I have done the most stupid thing.
Was it turning up for work this afternoon?
No. I was in an exercise class.
Yeah.
And I've just had one of those dumb blonde moments, you know, like.
This is good because you don't live it up to the blonde stereotype very much.
Oh, honestly, once I tell you this story, you're going to be like, you are an idiot.
And you train all the time.
Yeah.
This is your zone.
Well, this was a new class. I tried my first ever spin class.
Oh, okay.
Which is like in the cycle studio, dark lights, music pumping, like spin, like climb up the hill,
Yeah.
It's all happening. So I gave it a try and I was a bit nervous going to a new gym.
Of course, you're by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And also I didn't really know what to expect. So I'm doing the class, right? And there's one thing that the instructor keeps saying that I didn't quite understand. So she kept going, you're like riding down the hill, up the hill, whatnot. And she goes, all right, turn right, turn right. And every time she said that, I was trying to turn my bike right.
Oh, I know what she means.
As in like... Oh, you're turning the bike.
Physically,
right. It makes sense, right?
Yeah. Turn right.
Yeah.
There's a dial on the cycles, isn't there, for pressure. It's a gear.
Resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she meant turn the resistance knob to the right to have more resistance. I didn't know that was a thing. So instead, I'm trying to turn the stationary bike.
Yeah.
To the right. The handlebars don't move, Tazzy. It's a stationary bike for a reason.
You're like, all right, maybe this is working my arms or something. I'm not going to second guess the trainer.
Right. Maybe it's an ab thing, like I'm leaning to the right. You know, maybe I'm putting more emphasis on my right quad.
So you did the whole class on resistance one.
No.
The whole class got harder and harder.
So it was a half hour class and I realised finally what she meant because I was watching the lady in front of me, the lovely lady in front of me, and I saw her reach down to twist the knob and I was like, oh, that's what she means.
Why are there no lefts in this journey? Why is it only rights?
Yeah, exactly. Where is this hill going?
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I think we've caught her in the middle of revision. She's studying up on the Vixens game this weekend. Of course, it's Lightning superstar Kara Conan. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you again for having me.
Not only are you studying for this weekend's game, but you're actually, people don't know this about you, but you're studying as well as playing professional netball. And you have an exam that you're literally doing right now. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I am just because I don't have enough to do, I just thought, you know, why not? Let's go to uni as well.
When in doubt, it's C, Kara, all right? Just put C if you don't know it.
Now, Kara, this weekend you're taking on the Vixens. They're top of the table. You guys are in the top four.
Woohoo.
How are you feeling heading into it?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this weekend, actually. Obviously, coming off the back of a win down in Sydney, away game. So, yeah, and I think that we had a pretty consistent performance out there. Obviously, took away a lot of learnings. But, I mean, we played Vixens kind of recently. It wasn't really that long ago. So, yeah, I mean, they're always going to be a challenge. They're a very, very tidy team in both attack and defence. So it'll be a good one. So make sure you get down to UniSC to come cheer us on.
You're the only team that's beaten Vixens this season, right?
Yeah, that we are. But obviously, I mean, we take confidence from that performance previously, but we know that they will have a very, very good look at that, and they won't be happy with that. So they'll come out all guns blazing this weekend.
Now, I want to take you back to last week against the Swifts. I was watching and you guys were like 8 or 9 points up with a minute to go. And I thought, this is so safe. I went up and tried to make a sandwich or something. I look back, all of a sudden they were within 2 or 3 points. How was that towards the end? That was so stressful.
Yeah, I mean, Swifts, we were well aware that we needed to have a bit of a buffer in place heading into the last 5 minutes of every quarter, because we know that they have shooters that are able to drain shot after shot. And obviously they had really nothing to lose at that point. They were putting them up from anywhere and everywhere in that circle. And I think that we... probably, being a Sydney crowd, got a little bit flustered, but, I mean, stoked to come away with the 4 points regardless.
Oh, yeah, I was biting on my nails. I've got no nails left.
Keep things interesting.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what's a cool thing I've noticed the last few Lightning games? All the Lightning defenders, whenever you get a goal off a turnover, put 2 fingers in the air. Kara, is that a Lightning thing? Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's it's great. It just connects the ends for us. So I'm able to look down at our beautiful defenders in yellow down at the other end of the court, and able to connect with them and also acknowledge the good work that they just did to win off the ball. So they're also kind of saying, like, all right, this is the second one. Now it's up to you guys. You better make sure you get this one through.
Right. Like, let's go back to back with goals.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it just connects us all the way down the court. But I do get that question a lot. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, I was watching the other day and I was like, why are they doing that? Is that like a play? Is it like volleyball? We pop a couple of fingers up?
No, not quite that. No, it's pretty simple, really, yeah.
Is that a common thing across all teams, or is that just a Lightning thing?
I think that it's something that we've tried to do at Lightning, and we've just tried to bring it in across this season. But I haven't seen anyone do it thus far, but, I mean, we are pretty trendy and cool, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if people started trying to do the same thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I reckon we get the crowd to do it this weekend.
Yes, that's a great
absolutely.
Idea.
Everyone can join
in. I love
in.
That.
Yeah. Well, Kara Koenen from the Sunshine Coast Lightning, all the best for the game this weekend. We are going to be there cheering you on 7 p.m. at UniSC Arena on Saturday night.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. Can't wait to see you there.
And good luck with your revision this afternoon, Kara.
Yeah, go smash that exam.
Thank you. You guys are the best. Appreciate you.
Kelly and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
It's time to bandle, baby. Our favourite game. That breaks down a song into its parts for all of us to guess.
That's right. The layers we've got today: drums, bass, electric guitar, piano, and voice cover. Unfortunately, we are going a little further back than what we like to call our wheelhouse, which is anything post-2000. We're going to 1964 this afternoon. Cast your mind back. What were you doing? What were you doing back then?
I was a twinkle in... No, I wasn't even a twinkle in my parents' eyes.
No, my dad was one.
They were twinkles in their parents' eyes. All right, let's have a go, though.
Let's just jump in.
It's had 31 million views on YouTube, so it's a well-known song.
What's really nice about this, Sunny Coast, is Ellie and I do not know the answers, so we have to work it out with you. But if you think you can beat us, put us out of our misery, 545-11919.
Here we go, drum layer.
Yeah, that's not 1960s, but we'll keep going. We'll keep going. You really got me.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
I don't know who sings it.
Or what it's called. Should we go to the phones already? It's early.
It's early.
It's early, but can we?
Sure. Go to Craigo.
Okay. Let's go. Craig from Kings Beach. G'day, mate.
How you going, mate? I think it's You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
The Kinks. I was thinking the Kooks. That's someone
that's
as
you.
Well. That's
you. You're the lead singer of the Kooks, Chaney. Yeah, he is. He's got it bang on. Of course he has. Craig from Kings Beach, what were you doing back in 1964, my friend?
Mate, I wasn't even thought of, mate. So,
no.
Yeah, no.
There you go.
Before my time.
It's not even in Craig's wheelhouse.
Hey, Craig, well done. You're the Bandle King this Thursday.
Thank you, Tom.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Now, let me catch you up to speed, Sunny Coast. The other day, we had Big Boss Benny on the show, and he said, I asked my three-year-old son if he wanted to try and impress a girl,
mm-hmm.
what would he say?
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with a couple of different options.
Want to share a muesli bar?
And?
What about nuggets and sauce?
Great. As a three-year-old, you know, your world revolves around food. And you know
correct.
That food's great.
Yeah.
He's chosen well too. Muesli bars, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And nuggets, very safe option.
Very safe.
Everyone
loves
a
nug.
Yeah, that's right. So Benny and Ellie challenged me to use this in real life, though. In the dating app world, my first message to my next couple of matches needs to be either...
Want to share a muesli bar?
Yeah. Or...
What about nuggets and sauce?
So, let me catch you up to speed. So yesterday, I sent the muesli bar line.
Want to share a muesli bar?
To a chick that I match with. She has since responded.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked. We're chatting.
You're in. You're chatting.
Yeah, we're chatting.
Conversation's blossoming.
Then a chick that I messaged days before the challenge even started, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way Hinge works is you kind of send a message and then someone will see you and then see the message a couple of days later and match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd messaged her days ago. She's since matched with me last night. I'll keep her name out of this. I get a message when I get home and she's matched. And she says, hey, look, I'm just a little disappointed that I didn't get the offer to share a muesli bar with
no.
you. She heard
Taz.
The show, fan of the show, and has since used that muesli bar line on
back
me.
On you.
I know. It's flipped the tables.
So, okay, being on the receiving end of...
Want to share a muesli bar.
How did it feel?
We're still talking.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been 6 hours or 10 hours or whatever it is, but...
So, Jade and the three-year-old's a genius. That's what we're learning.
One
here.
Pickup line
mm-hmm.
has worked
twice.
Well,
you know now that you've got to try.
What about nuggets and sauce?
That's the next one. I'll keep you in the loop,
okay.
Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, part of Ellie's personality is she likes to be the most successful person that she knows. And that didn't happen. Yesterday or the day before, you looked up on the TV and
yep.
you went, oh, my gosh, I know that person. And you couldn't stand for it, could you?
The complete opposite is true. But I did get taken by surprise when I saw an old friend of mine on the game show Tipping Point. She joins us now because she's such a massive celebrity. Hello, Claire.
I'm so glad I could fit you into my busy schedule, guys. I'm such a huge name now.
I could not.
Don't forget about the little guy, Claire, okay?
Who now? What now? Who's calling me? Sorry.
It was the best moment ever, Claire. I was literally just doing the show, looked up, saw your face on the big screen and was like, what is going on? So we thought we'd get you on because I've always wanted to go on a game show and I feel like it's an experience not many people get to have. So what's the deal? How did it come about?
Ellie, it's the best fun for a start. I think everyone should apply to go on a game show because it is great fun. It popped up on my socials back in like October last year that they were starting an Australian version of the show and I used to watch it when I lived in the UK and I thought, why not apply? Applied. God, you're going through so many phone calls and video interviews. The producers on those shows do so much work trying to find great talent.
Really?
Obviously, I was fantastic talent.
Obviously, yeah.
And so then the next thing you know, you're in the talent pool and they book you some flights. So they flew me
Ooh.
Over to Melbourne
yeah.
And they pop you up for a night's accommodation up the road from the studios. And then, yeah, you spend the day going in. I think the episode they filmed me in was something like the 111th episode they'd filmed. So they were quite the fair way through. This was in December last year. So, yeah, it's quite a long way in between like the time that they actually go to air.
Yeah.
But that's, it's quite cool because you can sort of prep for when you're going to be on air and tell everybody, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, I forgot to tell you. Apologies.
Yes.
But you figured it out anyway.
It was the best prize ever.
One thing I always think about with the game shows and things is how long are the ad breaks in real life? When they go, we'll be back after this. Do they then just wait 10 seconds and come back? Like, they don't need to wait for ads.
Yeah, true.
No, they don't. They just kind of go, Todd Woodbridge would be like, after this, we'll see if Shirley and Claire can blah, blah, blah. And then everyone goes kind of awkwardly silent. And they have, like, the crowd, a guy in the crowd, like, handing out snacks and pumping them up too for all the clapping. I actually took along my best mate who lives in Melbourne. And so throughout the whole episode, she was, like, right behind me in the crowd, clapping really enthusiastically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do they – because, you know, like, I don't know where the tipping point does it, but they often have a family member in the crowd that they can cross to. That wasn't the case for you?
Well, I didn't make it to the last round.
Oh.
I only got through to the second bit and Shirley beat me in the end.
Now, you didn't walk away with the cash, Claire. Did you get something in, like, a thanks for coming gift? What sort of thing that – how does that happen?
I actually won a mystery prize, which I was hoping would be a holiday, but it was a set of pots and pans for my kitchen. But, you know, I've used them constantly since I filmed, I got sent them. So, you know, it was worth $1,500, so I won't, you know, say no to that.
Oh, and a free trip to Melbourne. You're laughing.
It was actually great. Yeah, I mean, I did get COVID on the plane on the way back. But
thanks for coming.
Besides that, yeah.
That was the real tipping point of the trip, wasn't it?
Oh, hey. Man. Oh, God.
We want to know, Sunny Coast, have you been on a game show? I'd love to know more behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
545-11919. If you were a family member or a close friend, maybe you were the friend that was brought along.
Oh, yeah, the phone-a-friend.
Oh, we want to hear from you. 545-11919.
Claire, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Love you guys.
Can't wait for you to cook me something with your set of pots and pans. I've been so inspired by this but that I've started filling out an application.
Oh, here we go. For Tipping Point.
I've come up to the interest section. What are your hobbies and interests?
What have you written?
I'm going to write something outrageous so I get picked.
Espresso martinis. Put something like, because it's for tipping points for that game show. So maybe go counters.
Footy tipping.
Counters and dropping things.
Oh, no. What are your hidden talents or party tricks? I can put my tongue gear. You know how I've got a really long tongue and I can pick it.
We've got people on hold ready to chat. We don't need to hear about your tongue gear.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Sippy Downs. Alana, hello.
Hey, Tess. How are you? Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Alana. Now, I'm glad you've called through because you can help me with my Tipping Point application. You've been on 3 game shows. Is that right?
I have. All in the 90s when I was in my 20s. And I'm actually traumatised by one of them. So this is, I'm going to tell you, it's just like, I'm still not over it. So I was on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
And Catchphrase and a show called Hot Streak, 3 shows.
Yeah.
So Wheel of Fortune, you have to go through the audition and you have to go to, this is in Sydney, and you go to the station and you have to stand in front of like 100 people and talk about yourself for 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And then you hand in your application and then they get in touch with you and say, you're on. So that happened and I went. The first night I won the show and the major prize I spun up were encyclopedias.
Gold.
It gets better. The other prizes were like a car and a holiday. Anyway, so I got these encyclopedias. And then I had to go for the second taping, and they do 5 in one hit. So we had time, and they put us in a green room, and they gave us alcohol.
Oh, no.
So I started drinking because I was quite excited to win. Then I was half-tanked for the next taping. And I totally, like, for a couple of minutes forgot that I was on Wheel of Fortune. And I lost, and I knew the answer, and I'm still not over it.
No.
And the lady that won said to me after the taping, oh, thanks, Alana, I didn't know that. And I knew the answer, and I had all the letters, like, except for about 4 letters. The answer was Stonehenge. I'm still not over it, guys.
That's a trigger word now for Alana.
They're not.
Got one question for you, Alana. Where are the encyclopedias now?
Yeah, surely worth a lot these days.
No, I sold them before, I don't know, it was
Maybe
10 years later, I sold them and I finished up this old man at Cremorne, a rich suburb in Sydney, paid about $1,500. I was like, take them. They were all leather bound. Maddie doesn't even know what an encyclopedia is.
No. Daughter.
So, no. Yeah, that. And Tony Barber, he wasn't very nice on Wheel of Fortune. He was horrible behind scenes.
Oh, wow.
Drama.
There you have it, an account from a game show expert.
And for people younger than about 15 listening to the show, encyclopedias are a physical copy of Google. If you print all of Google, that's what it is.
Alana, thank you so much for your call.
No worries, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Feel good drive home across the sunny coast. And hey, very soon we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 with our game Under the Pump.
Where are you up to in your tipping point application? You sent it?
No, there's a lot of questions I've got to fill out, so I've got to be bored, but I'll get back to it.
Well, if you want to win the cash, you've got to get through the application, all right?
It's really long.
That's how they get you. No application form with Under the Pump, though.
No.
For after five.
You just call up, no T's and C's. Well, there are T's and C's.
Lots
actually.
Of T's and C's, yeah.
But you know the drill.
Don't read them.
Hey, just wanted to mention this Saturday, I am going to be a part of the big freeze at the Caloundra Panthers Footy Club.
This is so exciting. Tell everybody about it because I don't know much about it really until this year.
Yeah, it's a really big thing in the AFL world. Mm. Neil Danaher, who used to play and be a coach for the Melbourne Demons, was diagnosed with MD a while ago. And he's created this whole movement, MND, sorry, I should say, and it's called the Big Freeze. So at AFL games, they did it last weekend, they get a bunch of celebrities to go down a slide into an ice bath.
Great.
Yeah, in a costume.
And they're doing it here on the sunny coast.
Yeah, they've organised to do it at the Caloundra Panthers game this weekend. So Fozzie from The Breakfast Show is also going to be doing it. We're both dressing up in costumes.
Ooh.
And we're going to be going down the slide into the ice bath.
What are you dressing as?
I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to keep it as a surprise.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see on the weekend.
Yeah, you'll see it on the weekend. I'll pop it on the socials
Great.
As well. But you have to come up with a reason for the costume that you've got.
Oh. Really?
I've kind of done.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I've done costume first, and now I'm trying to match a reason.
That's what we do with radio competitions. We come up with a cool name, like Under the Pump, and then we go, how's that going to work?
Exactly. No, but it should be a lot of fun. So come on down, support the event. It's happening this Saturday afternoon at the Caloundra Panthers AFL Club. Should be a whole lot of fun.
Awesome.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.